Radio Prague News.
Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg has hit out at French President Nicolas Sarkozy, saying ongoing Roma expulsions from France appear racist. The Minister of Justice has outlined wide-ranging reforms, including cutting the maximum age of judges. And flood warnings in the north of the country have been lifted by the National Forecasting Office. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg has attacked French President Nicolas Sarkozy over the country's ongoing expulsion of Roma or Gypsies, originally from Romania. In an interview with the daily Lidové Noviny, Mr. Schwarzenberg said it was impossible not to suspect that a racist perspective played a role in the ongoing expulsions. He said the move was against the spirit and position of the European Union. Mr. Schwarzenberg also criticised the French president for the organisation of a world summit on the Roma issue in Paris on September the 6th. The Czech Republic, Romania and Bulgaria, countries which host large Roma populations and certainly would have something to contribute, have not been invited to the summit. Canada, which has reimposed visas on Czechs because citizens from the Roma minority were seeking asylum, has been invited. The Czech government's nominee responsible for human rights, Michal Kotchap, said the Paris summit should not seek to decide people's fates in their absence. The Czech Republic currently heads a multinational initiative on Roma rights, grouping countries from Central and Southern Europe. Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil has outlined his plans for reforming the country's legal system. The plans include cutting the retirement age for judges to 65 years from the current 70. The overall number of judges would also be reduced. The minister said cutting the age limit would hasten the influx of a younger generation of judges who had not been educated under communism, were more comfortable with technology and foreign languages, and had travelled. He said older judges could stay on as judges' assistants if they wanted. The minister also proposed transferring responsibility for seizures in cases of debt entirely to private companies to relieve the work burden. The changes are being prepared for the end of the year and could, according to the minister, save money. The Czech Hydrometeorological Institute has lifted its flood alerts for the regions of Liberec and Ústí nad Labem in North Bohemia. The institute issued the warning on Friday, fearing heavy rain could result in local rivers reaching the first or second level flood danger. Level 3 indicates danger or extreme danger of flooding. Now, only showers are predicted for the areas, with rivers only rising because of previous heavy rain. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has told flood-stricken farmers that payments to them will be speeded up in a bid to help them recover. Speaking at an international farmers' fair in the South Bohemian city of České Budějovice on Saturday, the Prime Minister said that state payments to farmers would be prioritised. He also said demands for rental payments by the State Land Office could be postponed for up to a year. The Ministry of Agriculture already made a similar pledge concerning payments for land bought from the state. In football, Czech defender Tomáš Ufalusi has won the European Super Cup with Spanish team Atletico Madrid. The Spanish winner of the Europa League beat Champions League winner Inter Milan 2-0 in Monaco on Friday night. The 32-year-old Czech player is playing in his third season with the Spanish club. And now finally to the weather. Showers with occasional heavy rain will continue throughout the weekend. Top daytime temperatures will be around 16 degrees Celsius. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.